If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Cheered by 20,000 people at the Kudos Bank Arena in Western Sydney and millions more overseas, it was a welcome that would outshine that of many rock stars.
I said to my friend the Prime Minister before, the last time I saw someone on the stage here was Bruce Springsteen, and he didn't get the welcome that Prime Minister Modi has got.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reminded the crowd on the one-year anniversary of his prime ministership that he has met with Mr. Modi six times as Australia's leader. He spoke fondly of India, reiterating his government's desire to strengthen connections between the two countries, including through increasing the number of students studying in each other's countries and encouraging a broader sharing of ideas and knowledge.
It is a connection that I feel here tonight. And once again, I feel so grateful to be a part of it. Your million-strong community has contributed so much to this country. The people here tonight, your families, your communities, will always be the lifeblood of the relationship that India and Australia share. And tonight, I announce that the new Centre for Australia-India Relations will be based in Parramatta.
In a joint statement from Mr. Albanese and Foreign Minister Penny Wong, they said the new Centre for Australia-India Relations is designed to work across government, community and industry to build greater understanding within the Australia-industry relationship and economic partnership. As a warm-up act for Narendra Modi, Anthony Albanese made sure the crowd were ecstatic by announcing that part of Sydney's Indian district in Harris Park was to be formally recognised as Little India.
Prime Minister Modi and I have just unveiled a plaque for the foundation stone of the Little India Gateway in Harris Park. But tonight, and won't that be good to visit? But tonight, as Prime Minister, I want to say thank you. You have brought the spirit of the world's biggest democracy to Australia.
But the loudest cheers came for Prime Minister Modi as India's charismatic leader took to the stage to celebrate the blossoming relationship with Australia. His words were translated live.
The single biggest basis is mutual trust and mutual respect. And this mutual trust and mutual respect have not developed only due to India-Australia diplomatic relations. The real reason for this, the real power, the force is you, each and every Indian who lives in Australia.
People had flown into Sydney from all over the country for the event, but not everyone was so happy. A group of protesters gathered outside the arena to demonstrate against what they described as the grave human rights abuses committed under Mr. Modi. One protester told the ABC, since Mr. Modi's election, there's been a rise in crimes against minorities, including Muslims, Sikhs and Christians.
We are opposing the visit of Narendra Modi, but not only that, we are opposing the politics and policy of the BJP-led government. So he was indoctrinated through the RSS as a young boy with nationalist ideologies. Now, the RSS talks about how India or Hindustan or Bharat should only be a place for Hindus. Therefore, the minorities like Sikhs, Muslims and Christians have no place.
This comes as Human Rights Watch's Asia Director Elaine Pearson has urged Australia to not repeat the same mistakes it made with the Chinese government by pursuing deeper trade engagement while sidelining human rights concerns. Alan Lee, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.